God bless you, Sister Beatrice. How are you doing today, woman of God?
I'm fine, and you?
I am blessed. I am truly blessed. How is Favor? And how is Brian?
Favor is doing fine.
Amen. Amen. And this is going to be specifically for Favor and Brian, but it's everyone. I know the Spirit had been speaking in reference to Favor and Brian. I'm going to open up in prayer and then begin to go into their words. Hold on for 1 minute. Father God, we thank you for Sister Beatrice opening. Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we thank you for the favor. We thank you for the increase, Father God. We thank you for the wisdom, the clarity, and the understanding concerning the new decisions and the new path in this season. Father God, we thank you for covering Sister Beatrice and the family, Sister Favor, Sister Brian, her mom. Bless the family. Strengthen the family in this season, Father God. Father God, we do thank you for your Holy Spirit and your ministering word today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Sister Beatrice, do me one favor. Hold on for 1 second. I'm going to have you, I want you to spell out, Sister, I know Favor. I want to make sure I'm spelling everyone's name properly. Spell Brian's name first.
B-R-Y-A-N.
B-R-Y-A-N. And it's opening. A-P-A-N-Y, correct?
No, O-P-A-N-Y.
N-Y, thank you. And Favor is F-A-V-O-R?
Yes.
Okay, what is Favor's birthday?
Her birthday is December 7th, 2005.
Okay, and Brian's birthday?
It's 12th September, 1993.
1993. Okay, so his birthday is coming up. Okay. Okay, this is very interesting. Okay. Okay, and this is a continuation of the word even from your first, when we were speaking on yesterday, because I just hear Father God saying, Favor concerning education for Favor in this season. But Father God says this is a very powerful year she's in, and this is a year where she's really coming. I see a lot of recognition around her life. I see a lot of things coming to this is very interesting. I see a lot of things coming to a close and a conclusion concerning things for Favor. Now, woman of God, and I have to ask you this at this time, had you been designed to move to the United States to stay or just to visit?
I would love to stay there. That's my desire.
Because I see this around Favor. I see this as a desire of her heart. Is Favor very tall right now? Is she taller than her age?
Yeah, she's taller than her age.
Okay, because I see a lot of recognition around Favor. Has Favor shared with you that she wants to do anything with fashion or modeling or anything like that or acting?
That's what she loves. She loves acting. She loves modeling. She wants to be a pilot. Those are her lines.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And this is what Spirit of God is saying. Because it's a possibility. I'm looking at a lot of things. Did you begin to look into that school, the United Nations?
Yes, I checked it out today, and they told me, I even called, they told me they have space, so they told me to fill up the online application, and then we'll take it from there. So I need to get all her report forms for the last 2 years, and I forward it to them. So I'm already working on it.
Right. And on yesterday when I was asking you, whatever Dad was asking you, what does the United Nations mean? I didn't know until today when I was processing your seed this afternoon, because Bishop usually does your seed and usually send it in by Western Union. I didn't know, where do you work? It says something about the United Nations. What is that where you work at?
I work for United Nations in Uganda.
I didn't know that. When I asked you yesterday, what does United Nations mean, you said nothing. So wait, you work for United Nations in Uganda?
Yes, that's where I work.
See, I didn't know that. I thought you worked for a private institution. Well, United Nations.
No, I work for United Nations.
What do you do at the United Nations?
I do purchasing and supply. That's what I do.
Well, woman of God, see, I didn't know this yesterday because I was just saying, why does this keep coming up? Father God says you're coming into a new door of opportunity, of favor, concerning
Amen.
What you do. Now, had you ever put in for any advancement or elevations? Had you put in for any other positions there?
As I told you last time, I'm waiting because there's that promotion that was kept on hold. So I'm waiting. Basically, that's what's there for now, unless something else come up and they look for me.
Well, I hear Father God saying there's an elevation coming to you, and I hear Father God saying what may have been delayed or held up, Father God says it's going to be delivered. I hear Father God saying fruitful new beginning. The woman of God, I just hear Father God saying take the opportunity. It's for the asking. Father God says you have favor. There's favor all around you. There's favor in the workplace. Where you at? Did you have your own office?
Yes, I have my own office.
And I hear Father God saying that you have some anointing oil, woman of God?
Yes, I do.
Because I hear Father God say that you are to anoint your office, anoint the doorpost, anoint your office. When Bishop did, do you know what the mezuzah is? Did you do the mezuzah? Did you receive a mezuzah to put over your doorpost at home?
Did I do what?
Okay, we'll have to send you some information. There's something we need to get into your hands, and I'll speak to Bishop about it, because one needs to be put in your office place. And I really feel, I feel as if when you guys come to this state, you won't be going back to your country anytime soon. I don't know what this is about. And
I didn't hear you.
I said it sounds like when you guys come to the state, you guys are going to be here longer than you expected. It's not like you're going to go right back to your country.
Amen. Amen.
So as you plan, just plan accordingly. Now, what came back to mind? It just kept echoing in my head that you said you wanted to have the baby at Lenox Hill Hospital. And I started saying, well, Father God, Lenox Hill Hospital sounds real familiar. And I remember when I was a little girl, my mom used to take us there. And I know they have more than one location. So I'm saying, do you know what street the Lenox Hill Hospital is that you plan on having the baby? Is it on the east? I just want to make sure where I'm at right now.
I've not actually confirmed which one, but the doctor I've been talking with is one of the doctors of Lenox Hill. So I think when I come, because he told me the time I'm about to go, I call 1 week before so that we can fix an appointment. And then from there, I think he'll be able to tell me which one I'll be able to go to.
Okay. Because it seemed like Lenox Hill, the United Nations, the United Nations School, they're all like in a 2 to 3 mile radius. It's just like they're all in the same area, the same vicinity. It's like God is setting you up for a blessing. And then God reminded me the first time I ever prophesied to you, we were speaking about there was a friend. And if you know where that prophecy is, you need to pull that prophecy up from about 2 years ago. I know you came and you testified about the word coming to pass, but there's more of that word left to come to pass. We were speaking about Fifth Avenue and Park Avenue, about contacts and friendships, and it was a lady you said who was your friend.
There's a lady. Yeah, there's this lady who gave me an invitation at Central Park.
She has a what on Central Park?
No, she had an NGO function. So that's how she invited me, because you gave a word about I know somebody in Central Park, and as of the time you gave me the word, I was not sure, but you told me just to write it down, and God will be. So after one month of you giving me the word, she sends me a mail and tells me that she'll be having a function, And I should attend it when I'm in New York.
Where does she live?
She lives around Central Park. That's where she stays. But as of now, she's back in Africa because she's doing a lot of charity work. She's from Liberia.
Does she still have an apartment in New York?
I need to find out from her, and then I'll be able to know what. I know she has an apartment, but I don't know whether she's rented it out or what, but I need to find out from her.
Yeah, because I didn't know the details pertaining to that, but the Spirit brought that to my attention yesterday. You were in my spirit all yesterday because the Spirit was speaking about the move, the location. I don't know why I'm saying move. Definitely check because I didn't know what the details were, but that came to my spirit. So definitely check into that. And it seems God is setting you up in an area where everything is close to each other, and it's going to be a blessing. Now, concerning what you do at the United Nations in your country, is there any place, have you began to call the United Nations in New York to see if there's any open positions that you're eligible for?
No, I've not started calling, but I'll now start doing that.
Mm-hmm. And go online, because once you call, they still want to be able to direct you to an online human resources board online that you can begin to apply. And it's interesting because when I asked you for your resume, I didn't know. I said, Father God, what means this? He said, just tell her to send you her resume and get the resume together. So that could have been why Father God was saying for you to get your resume ready back then during that one-on-one so that you'll have it ready now to start submitting online.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had no clue. Father God said just ask you for your resume, so that's what I did. But definitely now begin to make contact with the United Nations in New York, see what positions are open, and then also as an employee, find out if there's a discount. You know, just first find out what positions are and start applying. Then, as time gets closer, when they start corresponding back, and let them know you have a daughter and you would like to have her attend the school, if I'm correct, there should be some type of discount for your daughter to attend because if you work there. In addition to that, once you have the baby, if I'm correct, they used to have a nursery right there for employees mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So it seems that Father
yeah.
God is lining you up for the divine blessing. Father God says, don't share everything with everyone.
Amen.
I see a lot of recognition coming to favor. Has anyone approached you in your country to take pictures of favor?
Not yet.
Yeah. I see it happening in the States, and I just see a lot of recognition. So just get ready. And when the baby comes, it's like people are going to want to photograph both of them. Just qualify who's taking the photos. And Father God says, Wendy, I see people coming and asking about favor for modeling and things like that. These things are going to happen quickly, so you have to make sure she has a firm foundation in the Word, that she's studying her scriptures, that she's taking time
mm-hmm.
for meditation and prayer and quiet time so that she can get centered and stay centered.
Amen.
She needs to stay
Amen.
Centered because she's a prophetic, woman of God, and there's work that God is doing in her.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware of these things. Now, concerning Brian, is Brian coming with you to the States or he's staying in your country?
No, he's going to stay because, you know, he did his exams, but he didn't perform so well. So we need to see what he has to do next. Because the last time when we came, he had not performed well. He had to repeat, but he didn't perform well again.
Okay. Now, what's causing him not to perform well? Is he not applying himself?
I think he's not giving it all. Because when he attends lessons, he says understanding, but when exams come, the results are not very good.
Have you reached out for a tutor for him?
Yeah, we've done all that, but You know, there's a time he was involved in drugs and too much pornography, so he needed somebody to help him. So somebody walked him through and he got over it. But we are still praying so that he can be totally be set free.
Okay, let's stop there for a minute, because I kept asking God, because he kept speaking about this seed for favor in Brian. You said that he was into drugs and pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how old is Brian?
Brian is 20 now.
Okay. Now, let's go back for a minute. How did he get introduced to drugs and pornography?
Okay. What's happening? Brian is not my biological child. Brian is my sister's baby. So I took him up and I took care of his education. So I think the time he was with the mother, maybe he was involved with some funny groups. So by the time I was taking him to stay with him, that's when those things started coming out. I think it was just a bad group that he got involved into.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is powerful, and this is why it's coming out now, because we are in the 88 days of breakthrough and the 88 days of breaking generational curses, and this is why this is coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you receive the ebook Bishop sent you?
Did I receive?
Yeah, did you receive the ebook? Bishop sent you some ebooks to your email. Did you receive them?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Which ones did you receive, woman of God?
The last message. Maybe I didn't get your question well. Which one are you asking?
Ebook. Bishop sent you ebooks. We're not just speaking about emails. When you open the email, there should be an ebook inside. It's just like a regular book, but Bishop sent it through email to make sure that you received it. And in the ebook, it should have said you should have received one called the nine keys to breaking generational curses. And then Bishop.
I didn't receive that, because the last mail I sent is about you don't have to be blinded by the dark. I've not received any ebook.
Okay. Sister Beatrice, are you by your computer right now?
Yeah, I am on my computer.
Okay. Bishop's going to send it to you right now while we're on the phone to make sure you get it. And when you get it, take the opportunity to go ahead and print out a few copies and start working through them, because it's a very powerful, it gives you the foundation. And you're already aware that some of this came where this came from. So take this opportunity to print it out. We're just going to send it to you again right now. You can check your spam folder as well, okay, so it went there. If necessary, you can search Bishop name, Bishop Charlie Barrient. That way you can see everything he's been sending you, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Now, concerning Brian, we know it's the anointing that's going to destroy the yoke. We know that what he's walked through, he didn't just get there like overnight, so it's going to take time. Does he go to church?
Yeah, he goes to church.
Okay. Is he saved?
I don't think he's really saved. He just goes to church to please me. Because, you see, when we go to church, he comes to church. But the things that he does later on are quite annoying. So I think this time we need to pray and intercede so that all the strongholds that are tying him to set him free.
Right. Now, in the process of praying, when Bishop sends you these ebooks, print them out and take a look, read through them. Then what you may want to do is start working through it with Brian. How old is Favor?
Favor is 8 years old. She'll be turning 9 in December.
Okay. And she reads, correct? She reads well?
Yeah, she's an A student. She does well in school.
So what I would recommend, I highly recommend that you start working through this manual, that these ebooks that Bishop is sending you. Begin to read with them, read through what Bishop is sharing through the principles, and definitely have the Bible open. You may want to get some highlights and have them highlight the scriptures. Because what Brother Brian needs to do right now is begin to look at where these things came from in the root. And he's going to have to take the courage and the boldness to make up his mind. Now, Brother Brian, he gets along with everyone. There's not one group he cannot fit in. So therefore, he's going to have to qualify who he calls friend. He's going to have to mind his heart and mind. Now, concerning the drugs and things, has he ever been in rehab or counseling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went through counseling, and they walked him through. That's why he was able to come out and go back to school again.
Okay. Is he still in any type of counseling?
Did he do what?
Is he still in counseling right now?
No, he's not on counseling now. Because after he went and they said he was now okay, they stopped. Because, you know, he had to go to Nairobi every now and then. Whenever the appointments were there, he could go. So later on, they told him that he was fine. But I'm still seeing the old nature is still coming back.
And this is a daily process. As we're speaking, just begin to check your email in a minute. Bishop's going to let me know when it's done. And that way you can open these materials, print them out, and start working through them. First read through them for yourself, and then you'll see where you can begin to apply it with Favor and Brian, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Brian is 20. Is Brian dating anyone?
He's doing that, but he's hiding it away from me.
Okay. There's a lot to be said on that. That's a whole other one-on-one, because Brian definitely needs to be not only in regular counseling. He needs to be into some type of spiritual counseling. We definitely want to. Do you know if Brian is sexually active?
I think he's active because of his addiction on pornography. You know, these things, he hides them away from me. I just get to hear that there's a girlfriend, but he doesn't tell me directly. Because, you know, for me, what I told him, this is his time to study. He should be focused in his studies and be serious with God. So such things he can't tell me.
Yeah. And you're speaking truth, because when I asked you, what was the distraction that his grades are not good? I kept hearing there was a distraction, why, you know, he wasn't focused. So this is very powerful.